Come out 3 hours before every Steelers Sunday home game for the WMCPA Physicians Black and Gold End Zone free tailgate outside of Rivers Casino. There'll be games, prizes, music by TJ the DJ, plus the cheapest beer on the North Shore, $4 Miller Lights. First 150 people at the fan tent will also get a free hot dog from Hot Dogs Food Truck. More details at Y108.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I don't know. Can you sneak out there before a game? Grab a dog?
Grab a dog and
beer.
I wouldn't
recommend the beer, no. But a dog, you know? Might I mean, Josh Miller thing. Said, so Josh used to tell us, especially in Baltimore, people would throw down hot dogs to him and he'd eat them.
I can believe that.
Like, I don't know if I would try, like if a Raven dude throws, like a fan throws down a hot dog, wouldn't you think in your mind, like,
I believe him that he did eat it because I'm sure we were probably winning and he was just like, oh yeah.
What else is the punter gonna do?
But that is pretty insane. I don't know about that one.
The show is brought to you by Archie's on the South Side. Ramon, I want to go back to camp for a second.
Okay.
And you described to us what happened when you went down, and you heard kind of take us through that moment.
Okay, so it was me and Cam Hayward on 1-on-1 pass block. It was the third play of team run. We were running a play action, normal routine play. And I just remember seeing two figures come from, like, the right side. And because I still haven't looked at the film. Blood and, like, broken bones, like.
You're not into that.
It turns me off, yeah. But they're saying just as soon as the impact came, like I moved my foot like a half an inch, and that was a difference in probably me just having like a torn up knee. But my knee went backwards. I heard like a bunch of popping. I thought like it was broken, and instantly I just rolled over, and I didn't scream because we had a guy scream one time.
Yes,
and
it really did. Yes, you did. I remember that.
It wasn't anything wrong. So I was like, Ramon, don't scream, but this hurts like crazy.
That was Golden, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I won't say it wasn't anything wrong, but it was more of a scare than it was an injury. But mine was it really blew my mind because I've never had a major injury, knock on wood here, but never had a major injury. And I've always just been available. I'm always on the field. I'm always ready to go. Like, that's always been me. And here I am in year 10, which is a significant year. You know, you've reached 10. And I'm thinking to myself, no. We're not doing this. This is not how my career is going to end, or this is not going to end my career. That's all I could think at that time of everything else that was going on.
So after the meds and all that stuff wore off and your head hit that pillow, is that what the thought, like,
it was then on the field, more then than anything.
Really?
When I found out I was going to be all right after the fact, I was like, okay, well, we're cool. You know, but right then on the field, I'm like, this is 10. This is everything that I've wanted. You know, you want to get to 10 and go on. Anything after that is bonus. And it just really stuck to me. Like, I've seen this happen to other guys. Not me is what I was saying.
Does that change anything, how you approach the game, having that scare?
It doesn't. You just realize that it can happen. When you've for me, when I've gone this long and it hasn't happened, I'm like, okay, well, you're not invincible. You know, there's certain stuff that's going to happen to you also or to anybody, and that's what got me about it. So I still play the game the same. I'm just more aware that, hey, it can happen. Or, you know, I advise guys, like, man, don't be afraid to play the game because of that.
James Conner's overcome some adversity.
He has.
And I hear you. Different linemen talking about him and how excited you guys are for him.
Yeah.
What was he like in that huddle, and what did you think of how he ran?
He was so cool, man. The guy's been real stoic as of lately, and which is good for him because he's not trying to do too much. He knows the role that he's in. When Le'Veon comes back, he knows what. He's going to be number two. He's not treating it like it's his band. He's just a guy that's enjoying what's going on right now, and that's why you're so happy for a guy like that. You know, it's certain things that happen in our careers or certain people that you're just excited for. Another one of those guys for me was another Pitt guy, John Malecki. You know, he's a guy that's from Pittsburgh. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
And he's a guy from Pittsburgh that actually got a chance of being a regular season Steelers game, you know, and it was kind of cool to see that. So James is in that fold of people that you root for. Eric Berry's another guy, you know.
Isn't John still doing that art stuff?
Is he still with
the running back?
Baron Bash. No, he's not.
But he's doing his own thing.
He's doing his own thing, which is amazing on Instagram if you guys want to look him up. He does great woodwork.
Good dude, too. You had the kick out on his untouched touchdown.
Which is a rarity these days, right? We were excited, man, because it's just like one of those things where the coaches are like, we drew it up and they ran it exactly the way it's supposed to happen. That's what happened on that play. Like, here I am, I see Myles Garrett down. I was like, okay, here come a collision, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, I got him one-on-one. And when I hit him and I saw outside of my eye that he was in, nobody touched, nobody grabbed, and, you know, Gator rolled him to the ground. That's exciting, especially in that environment where we have been stagnant on offense a little bit, and we finally got it going on the run play in the red zone.
So how is it that it becomes an issue that he then comes celebrates with you guys?
People's narratives, man. That you can't control what certain people believe or what's important to them, and for whatever reason, they chose to say that more than anything, other than we're offensive linemen that celebrate with our running back, whoever's running it, after a touchdown. I don't get that. You can't control certain people. I've definitely learned that.
I heard Dave say it was cool because of how hard he runs. Like, yes, he hits that hole and goes.
He absolutely does, and that's also not a knock against anybody else. But he's a guy that runs hard, and you can tell he has a passion about it. So that's cool.
What is it you're sensitive about?
Me?
Yeah. You're saying that's not a knock towards anybody. Is there someone that's like not around or something happened?
Everybody knows, but we're here having a good time playing foosball.
And the sun has disappeared. You've said some good things. I loved when we went up to you and asked you about the first day when Le'Veon wasn't there. You're like, who's 26? I don't know this guy. Yeah. But you've been beaten by the quote of the year so far by Bud Dupree. Take a listen.
Let me hear it.
You ever watch that and think, what if they put that in?
Let me set this up again.
You can't be hard nosing here. We're too real for TV. We're too real for TV over here. That don't work.
So he was asked about Hard Knocks,
yeah,
with the Browns, and you heard what he said. Couldn't quite understand it in your radio in your car, he said that the Steelers are too real for TV, that and Hard Knocks couldn't happen with you guys because TV wouldn't believe it.
I would have to agree with Bud on that one. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Some of the stuff that we do at work, we always call it work. Some people say it's just a hobby, football, but what we do at work is not going to be allowed in any other workplace.
We've got a guy who works on AM, Larry Richard, who is the PA announcer for the Steelers. He always says about heading into the plant.
Yeah.
You know, because what we do is very comparable to steel workers or people like that.
It's a tough job, and we enjoy it.
By the way, I just realized there's some nice cars coming by here. I think we ought to pretend we're valets.
You know what? We can get away with it for a little while until
we're
going to need bail money. unless the fan's going to bail us out.
You better be ready for a long stay. Be ready for a long stay. You know, it's been a while since you've had the opportunity to do a show.
Yeah.
And a lot of things have happened.
A lot.
A ton.
We've been on a break for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been since January. Since we've done a show.
A little premature, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it was postseason. So I want to ask you a few issues. Let's start with some NFL things. What are your thoughts on the helmet rule?
It makes guys more conscious. I think for the health of the game, absolutely. But for the football purists that love seeing that big hit across the middle, it'll get some getting used to more than anything. I hate to say it, but it's probably here to stay.
Do you appreciate what the league is doing as far as trying to get guys to attack with their heads up?
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate that. In a sense that we get such a bad rep about it. It's a game that everybody loves. It's a game that you want to keep it in its purest form, but everything must change at some point, you know?
You guys cool with the anthem? Everything
absolutely.
Good there?
We have no issues with it.
What'd you think about the Nike ad?
I thought it was unique. I thought it was very unique. Nike's a power company. If they choose to do an ad like that, whether it's bringing awareness to it, whether they're giving donations to charities for that also, somebody said it was okay. And more people said that it was probably okay than not. So they're doing it for a reason.
This may have been a bigger issue in your family than as many Pirate fans as were upset. Your family was greatly affected by the Andrew McCutchen trade. Your son was a big McCutchen fan.
Huge McCutchen. Will still wear his jersey.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where it was like you saw it on his face where he was a little let down. You know, because you think Pirates, especially recently, you think Kutch. So, but I had to just tell him, like, that's the business, RJ. You know, I got to let him know more than anything.
How surreal is that? Here's a guy in the business that's having to explain the business to your son, and it's not about you.
It's not about him. And I told him, I was like, him getting traded means he's doing good. So I was like, you know, you'll root from a different team.
So then he goes from the Giants to the Yankees.
Yes. And shaved his face.
Yeah. Is he a Yankee guy now?
He likes Aaron Judge. So if you want to put two of his favorite players in one team, yeah, I would think he's probably going to grow up as a Yankees fan.
You could put Aaron Judge outside of you. I think he'd do all right.
He'd do really good. Some people are just ball players. He is a ball player. I'm sure he could have been an All-American college tight end.
His size, I mean, I went to a Yankee game last year with my daughter, and you see him compared to other baseball players, and it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a basketball player, you know, in the mall.
He doesn't look normal, man. Well, he doesn't look like a baseball player other than Randy Johnson, who's, 6'10"?
Yeah, but he was thin.
Yeah,
like,
he was.
Judge is huge.
He's a guy. He could put on shoulder pads and fit right in.
By the way, you know the Pirates played the Cardinals yesterday, and you know who won?
The Pirates. I saw it all on
Damn
Twitter.
Damn straight.
You see?
You and your Cardinals.
You see the pitch to end it, though?
It was like the dude, that was fun, though.
He sliced him, man. It's oh, my.
Boom. Against maybe the best hitter in the game right now, at least in the National League.
That was a killer throw.
That was fun. That was fun. Some really sad news that has happened. And more recently, big Steeler fan, Pittsburgher Mac Miller passed away. You guys, some of you guys knew him.
Yes, I knew him pretty good. I knew him through the label owner at Rostrum Records, Josh Shackford. I met him back in 2011 when he was just getting on, right after the Donald Trump song and everything was just popping off. Then Blue Slide Park came out, and he just took off, man. He's a guy that's been loyal to Pittsburgh. He loved it, you know, but he moved out to L.A., and, you know, it's a different lifestyle out there, man. I really genuinely hate that for him.
Yeah, Jimmy Wapo.
For his family.
Extension. I mean, it was a bad year.
It was a tough summer. That's why it's got to be a cold winter.
There is one concert that I'll never get to see that I wish I would have.
What was that?
Numerous, but this one in particular. I wish I would have seen, in her prime, Aretha in concert.
And did you see how long her funeral was?
She
was
still be going.
A diva in every sense, man. That was, like you said, certain people who are legends, and you show respect when they're around.
That voice, yes. And I know you weren't around then, but she sang Super Bowl 40.
Yeah.
She did the anthem. And even then, you know, her health wasn't great, but she's still, she was so powerful.
She's the queen for a reason,
right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Did you watch the royal wedding?
I saw a little bit of it. Of course,
did you watch
wife,
it?
My wife turned it on. I remember it was early.
Blame your wife. Don't blame your wife.
I'm telling you. We were laying in the bed. It was early. She turned on the TV. So I'm like, so we're watching this? And yes,
and
we
what
were.
Did you think?
It's huge,
I didn't
man.
See it.
That was kind of awesome to see a girl from America that had visited there and said she's going to live in that house. And that's like the ultimate Cinderella, is it not?
I guess it is.
Oh, the fairy
tale.
Can
you imagine being in that family?
Oh.
I mean, do you even have to do anything ever?
I mean, I don't think so, because I think it's more of them just being a figurehead in everything that they do over there. Like, everybody, the respect factor.
You think you guys are hammered on Twitter. I mean, imagine, like, if you're in the royal family and you do something, and the guy who got married, the younger one, like, he's done some stuff, apparently.
He's done some stuff. He went to college and lived life.
Yes, he did.
He lived life, man, which is kind of cool. People are human. You know, people have flaws. People have issues also. Well, athletes are superstars.
A lot of us have flaws. And, I want to tell you about the end of a football game that happened to a local college. I don't know if you'll be – hopefully you'll be surprised.
State?
No.
Oh.
No. But that and some other things as we continue and see if you have anything for me. It's the Ramon Foster Show here on 93.7 The Fan.